Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
A few weeks ago, we were all on pins and needles expecting a lawsuit from the U.S. federal government against Google. And on Tuesday, after a 14-month-long investigation, that lawsuit arrived. The U.S. Department of Justice and 11 states have filed suit against Google, arguing that the company has used unfair practices to preserve its search and search advertising monopoly. Here to break all the details down with me is Recode's Peter Kafka. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Teddy.
So how big a deal is this?
It is a very big deal. This is the most consequential antitrust action against a big tech company that we've seen since 1998. I don't know what you were doing in 1998. I was actually still following technology news back then. But that's when the U.S. government sued Microsoft. We've gone 20 plus years, and now we've got the U.S. government suing Google.
And we knew that this was coming for a while, right? I mean, we talked about it on the show with Shireen Ghaffari a few weeks ago. We didn't know the specifics. We didn't exactly know what the lawsuit was going to allege that Google has done. You've spent the morning digging in, talking to a bunch of parties, reading the suit. Tell me what the main argument the U.S. federal government is making.
So I'm going to caveat this. This is the beginning of a process that's going to take years. And so the initial complaint from the U.S. government is the initial complaint. It is going to change over time through discovery.
Okay.
People are going to add to this. It's going to be a living document, as we say. But the big picture here is this: to start with, the U.S. government is saying Google has an illegal monopoly in search that it maintains, and it focuses mostly on the idea of Google paying mobile phone manufacturers like Apple, like Samsung, fees, either directly or indirectly, to give it pole position for its search engine, which then makes its search engine dominant, and then it gives it an unfair advantage in search ads. So it's starting with search and adding on search ads, and it is mostly focused on the idea of Google spending billions of dollars a year to give itself prime placement on your phone.
And yeah, and to the average person, I'm sitting here thinking, what is this case kind of boiled down to? It's basically that not just that Google is too big, right, but that Google has unfairly made itself so essential in all of our lives.
That's the overall thrust of all the antitrust and all the tech reform conversations we're having, which is all of these tech companies, Google and Facebook and Amazon and Apple, have gotten so big, and they're not really restrained by government in any way. And this has been going on for years and now decades. And someone should do something about it. And this is really the first concrete move we've seen from the government in sort of the modern internet era, trying to rein in these big tech companies.
All right. So I'm guessing Google did not throw them a big hug. What's their response to this?
Google's response is, hey, we have an awesome search engine. What's your problem with this? By the way, it's free. So we're not harming any consumers with our awesome search engine. By the way, when we spend billions of dollars and give that money to Apple and Samsung, or to people who use our Android software for free, they get to deliver awesome phones to you for less money than they would have normally, because we're helping to subsidize that. What's your problem? By the way, the idea of giving people money to get better placement is not a new idea. It happens all the time. When you go to your grocery store or your Target or your Walmart, people have paid to have their products on the shelf or on an end cap. They pay different prices depending on where they get placed. This is not a new idea. And by the way, we've done all this in the open for years.
Yeah. Do you get the sense that Google sees this as an existential threat at all? I mean, I wonder to what extent this is a financial risk for Google.
Stock market said no big deal. Google's share price is trading higher than it was. Google has faced these kinds of accusations and lawsuits in Europe for years. There is definitely a possibility that the U.S. wins a lawsuit and there are structural reforms made and Google is forced to do something drastic, like split its Android business from its search business. We're not sure.
So it's possible this could be a way to break it up.
Yeah, it is possible there's a wedge here that you could use to break it up. There's also the possibility that Google spends years fighting the DOJ and it takes its eye off the ball, or it doesn't make moves that it would want to make because it's in a lawsuit and it doesn't want to upset the government anymore. And this is what people at Microsoft said happened at Microsoft when they were fighting the U.S. government 20 years ago. Microsoft ended up winning that because there was going to be a breakup settlement for Microsoft and ended up not happening. And Microsoft kind of got away without punishment, except that Microsoft ended up missing out entirely on the mobile business.
Right.
And there are Microsoft people who say, we did that because we took our eye off the ball. And so there's an argument that just bringing the lawsuit and just occupying Google is sort of a punishment in and of itself.
Peter, you mentioned your story, which talked about the fact that there's a lot of people on both the left and the right who have been calling to break up big tech companies, going after Google specifically. You made a great point, which is that you have this sort of unlikely alliance between the Trump Justice Department, which is bringing this lawsuit, and folks on the left, like Elizabeth Warren, who are glad that Google is at least getting some scrutiny for the first time in a while.
They're very glad. And to be clear, you know, it's not just that it's a left-right thing. I mean, Elizabeth Warren detests Bill Barr. She calls him a corrupt Trump crony who should resign. And then literally in the next sentence in a statement they gave to me said, and he should go ahead and pursue this lawsuit. And, you know, it's as basic as my enemy is my friend.
Sure.
The slightly more sophisticated argument is we can't wait to work with the DOJ that we love. We need to work with the DOJ we have. We've been waiting to restrain Google for a decade or more, and we can't wait on this. It's got to go.
I want to ask about the timing of this. There have been reports that this was sort of sped out, right? That there's an election coming up. Trump wants every possible accomplishment that he can talk about to happen before Election Day. Did you see any evidence that this was rushed at all? Or what do you make of kind of the reporting that this is politically motivated to at least begin to unfold before Election Day?
There was a report from the New York Times in particular that said there's dissension within the DOJ and the sort of the career staff wanted to go slower and that Barr was moving to make this go faster and he wanted it to happen this fall. And the intimation is this would be sort of a political action. It's possible. We certainly have seen Donald Trump rail against big tech companies, especially in the last couple of weeks. He hasn't said anything about this suit today. And to be fair, this is a little abstract, I think, for people to sort of understand. And, you know, I'm not a political expert, but it doesn't seem like this is going to move a vote. That said, you know, it's the Donald Trump era and everything's very weird. And it's right to ask questions about something like the timing on this.
Right. I mean, the timing here, when you take a step back, though, as you mentioned earlier, this is a years long game. You know, Trump might get to say he's begun the lawsuit, but obviously this is not happening.
Yeah, a more practical way of thinking about it, or another way of thinking about it that folks have suggested to me is this is likely the biggest case in Bill Barr's career, and that if he doesn't file it now, or at least before January, I mean, he may not get a chance to file it because Donald Trump may not be president come January. So the rush is for Bill Barr to get this thing through and have his stamp on it. This is a lawsuit that is going to live for a long time.
Right. It could live in a Biden Justice Department, right?
And that he wanted to be the one to bring. Yes. And it is very likely to continue in a Biden Justice Department. And that Bill Barr is looking at this sort of with a historical frame, like this will be my contribution to antitrust.
Recode senior media correspondent Peter Kafka, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Teddy.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.